You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is Knockouts and Three Counts. And we're broadcasting here live from the illustrious Podcast Detroit Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's run through our host real quick so we can get to our guest that I'm definitely looking forward to having a conversation with. So we'll start with the man in the red.
That'll be me. What's up, everybody? This is Kyle. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter. I don't tweet. I'm tweeting like once a week. You know, if you get a tweet, feel lucky. Team Chaos. You can also find my other show, What Kind of Podcast Is This, on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What up, everybody? This is the other Kyle. You can find me at Detroit Knockout at Detroit Knockout on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you're following the show, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast on Facebook, Knockouts and Three Counts. You can see Devin and I make assholes out of ourselves singing to Creed, and Creed followed us because of it.
With arms right open.
But you can follow us and see all the stuff out there for the next StarCast as well, so stay tuned to the channel for that too.
And I'm Devin. This is technically my last time in studio.
Every show's your last show, damn it.
And
farewell, Torres.
But while I'm in Texas, you can follow me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. If you want to talk wrestling, you can join the Reality Era News Group on Facebook. Go ahead and hit that join
button. Yeah, that button.
Yeah, and I'll hit the approve button. You'll be right in there talking about our guests and many other things that we have going on. And Kyle, you want to introduce our in-studio guest?
In-studio guest with us, we got the return of Darius Samuels with us, brother.
How's it going, sir?
I'm good. How are y'all doing today?
Chilling.
Man, I'm black, too. Bad. You know.
I'm all right. Well, since y'all threw your Instagrams out, just follow me on Instagram at the icon D Sams.
Sting ripoff.
Well,
ooh, wow. Shots fired.
Well, let me go ahead and introduce our guest since I'm really looking forward to this episode.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to us from the mean streets of Florida, she is the American Kaiju, Lindsay Snow. Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going, man. I had a really awesome day today, so I'm pretty stoked to be on live with y'all.
Appreciate it. Well, real quick, why don't you go ahead and throw your social medias, where people can find you, and anything you have coming up soon.
Twitter and on Instagram at Kaiju Power, KAIJUPOWER. And you can catch me live in this weekend in Atlantic City, where I will be just tearing it up at Bloodsport. And then the following weekend, I'll be back in New York at Shine in Queens. So I'm pretty pumped. It's going to be a really awesome weekend. I'm really excited about it. And you can find out where I'll be at. I post stuff constantly on my social media, especially on Instagram.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
we're definitely going to get into Bloodsport. We're going to get into a lot of the stuff that you're into, but I just want to start off with kind of a lighthearted question. If I'm not mistaken, you're from Florida, right?
Shit.
I am from Florida.
So I'm very, very intrigued by that state. So
who is Florida Man? I want to know who he is.
Yeah. Have you had any interactions with Florida Man?
Dude, we're all one bad decision away from being the Florida Man.
So, you know,
I mean, it could be a good decision depending on how much you like alligators.
So, you know how before we went on air, I said I was really looking forward to this interview?
Yes, sir.
You already gave the best answer to that question, hands down. but yeah, so, like, have you like, personally had any just weird, crazy situation happen where, you know, it was ended up on the news or didn't end up on the news, it should have?
Dude, I live in Florida. Every day is like that.
So what is it? What is it about Florida?
Man, I don't really know what it is about Florida. I feel like just because it's like the melting pot of the United States, because like we get people from all over the United States that come here, obviously, to like retire and stuff like that. Then they have their crazy ass relatives that come to visit them, and sometimes they just never leave.
Do you guys ever get tired of people like picking on Florida now that it is kind of like a joke just to say something crazy in Florida? Do Florida, what is it, Floridians just get tired of it, like, leave us alone?
No, I think that it's part of the legend of being from Florida, man. Like, because I'm one of very few people that are born and raised in Florida and haven't left yet. So I feel like, man, I got this crazy legend to live up to now.
Mr. Collison?
So that wasn't how I thought we were we're starting, but shit, I knew the Florida man was going to come out eventually.
Obviously, you know, being from Florida, like, since I grew up here, you know, born and raised in Florida, like, I'm used to it, and, like, I don't feel like people are picking on Florida because, like, they're like, oh, well, screw Florida, like, I don't want to live in Florida, and I'm like, thinking about it, like, no, they're just jealous because our state has so much crazy, like, stuff going on, like, a daily basis. Like,
yeah, in Detroit, know, everybody, kind of like, in Detroit, they all think it's a Twilight Zone. What I was going to say is can relate with Detroit, because all you ever hear about, if anybody who's never been here, the first thing they ask about, yeah, just go back to 8 Mile. 8 Mile's not even that tough, bro.
When I lived in Philly, people were always like, what's 8 Mile like? I'm like, it's a road.
It's a long-ass road. Like, literally, it's a road. You can go from a really shitty area to a not-so-bad area in a matter of about a few miles, but... you were talking a little bit about growing up in Florida and things like that. So tell us a little bit about how you got into pro wrestling. Was it something where you were into it, you know, your whole life? Did you grow up watching it? Or was it something where you watched MMA first and got there? Or how did it happen?
So, wrestling, I actually was introduced to pro wrestling first. Like my dad and my sister will watch it, you know. That was just like one of the things we would watch, you know, after school, you know, getting ready for bed, you know, of course, turn on the TV and see like The Rock and Goldberg and stuff tearing it up. And like, I was like one of those kids that like made their folders growing up. So like, I always had like, of course, like I had pictures of The Rock, like all up and down, like my folder that I had like taped together all crazy and stuff. And, yeah, I was like that weird little girl that was like always trying to punch people and stuff. So yeah, I was first introduced to pro wrestling, and you know, then as I got older, I started watching like Pride. Ooh. And Pride, like that stole my heart. So like as soon as I started watching Pride, I was like, oh man, this is what I want to do this, you know? And it took me a little while to actually like start training in a professional setting, you know, like rather than just, you know, being at school and beating up my friends and stuff like that. After I graduated from high school, I started going to gyms and getting like my first taste of submission grappling and submission wrestling.
Who'd you start training with out there?
What's that?
Who'd you start training with out there? Like, who do you train under?
Right now I train under Rob Kahn.
Okay.
He's a Golden Glove. He's a Golden Glove champion. He's trained like multiple UFC fighters. He's legit. He's really awesome. He's a great coach. I've also trained under Josh Barnett, and I trained under Eric Paulson.
Eric Paulson's
and
a savage.
Eric Paulson's one of Josh's coaches that he trained under. That's actually how I met Josh, was I went out to California. Just like, I just left Florida one day, and I bought a plane ticket to go to California, and I knew that I just wanted to go learn from Eric. And I showed up at his gym one day, and I was just like, I introduced myself, and I was like, hey, I just came to California to train.
All right, so what is your favorite submission, and why is it the heel hook?
Those are so nasty.
I've been watching a lot of videos of you on YouTube, you know, practicing, and it's like, you really love the heel hook. Why is that?
Oh, man, I love leg attacks. Mostly because, like, I feel like it might just be, like, my anatomy. Like, I got little short arms, and if I grab somebody's leg, it's, like, just my nature just to either go for, like, a toe hold or a heel hook. I just feel like that's best for me, and I have a very high rate of success using the heel hook.
I saw. Trust me.
I also love arm bars too. You know,
arm bars.
And who doesn't love choking people out? You know,
that's what she said.
Wait, so one thing I've noticed about you is, like, you'll put somebody in an arm bar and a heel hook, and it'll be in there gnashing, and right afterwards, you're, like, hugging them. Like, it's like almost like a personality, like, disorder almost. Like, you turn into, like, a savage, and you're trying to, you know, rip their ankle off. And then 5 minutes later, you're hugging them, making sure they're okay.
See, I feel like you and I fit in because he says this about me all the time, that I just want to fight people all the time.
I kick him in the dick.
Well, no, it was literally like one grappling tournament you were in, like, in the middle of you, like, are you okay? And then you put him in a heel hook, and I'm like, so which is it? Are you?
Oh, yeah, dude, that little girl, I know exactly which one you're talking about, because, like, that little girl, I, like, snapped her. Like, she kept wanting to go, but I felt her shit snap, and I was like, oh, dang, like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm okay, and then, like, she wasn't really okay. And I was like, all right. Like, I gave her, like, ample time to tap and everything. I'm not that mean when it comes to submission grappling. Like, I respect the people that are out there doing it with me, you know, right. Like, we do the same stuff, and, like, we have the same, you know, well, not everybody is lucky enough to have the same kind of training or take it as serious as I do. But, like, we're out there, and we're, you know, we're giving it everything that we've got. And I have a lot of respect for people that step on the mat. You know, I want them to have the same respect for me, you know. It's just, I guess it's just being a martial artist and just having respect and wanting the other person to be able to fight again, you know. Like, I don't want to take somebody out of the game, you know. Like, they're right. Not doing nothing to try to take me out of the game. Like, why? I don't want to do that to them. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how a sport like jiu-jitsu does that, because Devin and I have talked about that before, both on and off the show, because it's funny how when you get into jiu-jitsu, you get to a point where you're just like, look, dude, it's all business. Like, I can, like he was saying, you know, you can go full bore with somebody 5 minutes later. It's,
you have
it's
a beer
nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I armed him.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am strictly business. So when that rep tells me, hey, look, it's time to go, then I, you know, it's business time, man. I'm trying to win that money. like, I can turn it off and I can turn it on, like, just as quick. But it is business, man, but it's also, like, super humbling too. Like, nobody, like, there's I've seen videos of people that, like, especially children that aren't taught how to be humble. And, like, if they win, you know, they'll just, like, you know, spike their mouth guard and, like, celebrate and, like, kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like that's not like the best mentality to have.
Right.
Especially in a sport where you're practicing murder every day, you know? Like, I feel like once you train and you take it seriously, like, you know how easy it is to really injure somebody. And, you know, if you're going to have that kind of like power, then you need to have like that kind of like humility and respect towards it.
Well, Lindsay, we got a question on Facebook, and it actually ties into a question that I had. You have a very eclectic background. You're a tattoo artist. You know, you do jiu-jitsu, you do professional wrestling. One, how does all of that help you in professional wrestling? And two, for let's say there's an 18-year-old little girl or a 10-year-old girl out there that, you know, wants to become a professional wrestler, what would you tell them, you know, what they need to do while they're young to get into professional wrestling and be successful at it?
Okay. First question we'll attack. We'll go down the line. Okay. So how does being a tattooer help me with professional wrestling? I would say like it helps with relationships with other pro wrestlers, because like, you know, everybody wants to get tattooed, and I just so happen to make good tattoos. So I get to help out like the homies that want to get tattooed. And that helps me personally, because while I'm sitting there, like most of the time I'm other people's therapist, you know, but sometimes like having pro wrestlers in the chair, like instead of being a therapist, like they more or less talk to me about the business and about like their views and aspects of the business. And it's more of an educational tool than anything, really. And learning is something that like I love learning. Like I feel like you need to try to learn something new every day. And, you know, like they say, knowledge is power too. And the more knowledge that you have, like, it could even be like them telling a story about something that happened to them like 10 years ago. And it could be a learning experience for me, you know, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't do that. Or like, or like maybe I shouldn't mess with this person or something like that, you know?
Right.
And also tattooing, you know, it's one of those things that allowed me to put food on my table, you know, while I was training. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky enough to be able to make my own schedule and, you know, blessed enough to be able to like have this talent that I can use to let me further myself in my career. Like a lot of pro wrestlers don't have that, and I feel super blessed to I've been tattooing for almost 17 years. Ooh. And I put everything that I had into tattooing and knew that I had this dream to be a pro wrestler. And I knew that it was going to take a lot of hard work to get to where I wanted to be and to excel at that level. And so, you know, tattooing has helped me get like that amount of focus and to learn how to be coachable, how to be teachable. And because like when you're tattooing, like when you're an apprentice and you have to sit there and like pick somebody else's crap pretty much, and you gotta just pretty much like let them tell you how things need to be done in a way to get the end result that you want. And with pro wrestling, like, it's very much alike, you know. There's someone that takes you under their wing. It's definitely not as brutal as going through a tattoo apprenticeship. But I went through a tattoo apprenticeship when, like, girls weren't tattooers, you know.
Right, right.
So it was a it was definitely like a different time. Like it was a way, way different time whenever I came up tattooing. But it also taught me kind of how to be one of the boys too. So, you know, like I didn't get my feelings hurt as easily or, you know, like I'm
tough skin.
I guess what's that?
So it gave you tough skin.
Yeah, pretty much. I always like, I joke around and like a couple of times I've been like talking about a match or something like that and somebody will be like, okay, like I'm going to do something to you and like, don't worry, like I'll take care of you or whatever. And like, I'll joke around and be like, oh, trust me, I'm tougher than I look. And, like, this one girl hit me back with the, no, you're nicer than you look.
So with all that experience that you've talked about either both in the tattoo world and fighting and all that stuff, I imagine you had to have watched the original Bloodsport growing up.
Oh yeah, 100%. And it's so crazy to me that Frank Dukes is just like this giant fraud.
Shots fired.
Like how did he just like fool everybody into like thinking that he had done all this crazy stuff, and then like it was portrayed as like. It was portrayed as a freaking documentary, you know? And like that last title screen closed and you're just like, what? But there's like, there's so many martial arts frauds out there. And it's just, it's so crazy to me that like, especially because the internet's around. I don't think that they could just like say this crap and be like, oh yeah, nobody will ever catch on to it.
Right. Well, I would
meet people that are like the real deal, like Josh Barnett, and like you just, they're like, wow, yeah, this is like, this dude's like legit. So
I mean, you with the card that you guys have got put together in Atlantic City, I mean, it's going to be hard for anybody to really say shit about it. First and foremost, tell us your thoughts about your match with Sumi Sakai.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped to fight Sumi. Like, I've watched her stuff for so long, and then just to be able to share the mat with her is it's a huge honor. I can't wait for us to punch each other's faces off.
Yeah, we just saw her this past Friday at a Ring of Honor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
So, you know, we just saw her this past Friday here in Detroit at a Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. That's right, for Ring of Honor.
See, and they rang the bell first for him. Fuck you. So as you go into this match, like, you know, with this being, you know, kind of like a different, is this a different feel for you than a normal show, or like how, you know, what are your thoughts on the event as a whole? Because it's billed totally different than your regular wrestling show.
Yeah, it is. It's completely different. And so pretty much like my mom and dad are going to come, right? And awesome. Like they've only seen me do like pro wrestling matches. They've never seen me compete in a like jiu-jitsu tournament or like a catch wrestling tournament. Like they've never seen that before. So like they're used to seeing me as a pro wrestler and getting to perform like that. So like I'm curious to see how they're going to react to it, because like how I kind of explained it to my mom, because like my mom is my biggest fan, man. Like it's crazy. Like she's so cute. It's so awesome. like I'll post something on Facebook and she's like automatically like the first person to like share it or like say something cute, like good luck at your match tonight, you know?
Tear their arm off, baby.
It'll be like me like punching somebody, or like I think last week I posted this picture of me like covered in my opponent's blood and stuff, and she like retweeted it. Like, she's like, that's my girl. You
know? So I have to ask, because I've dealt with this. Did your mom, was there ever a match in particular where you were just like, your mom freaked the fuck out and was just like, oh my God, I don't know if I could watch this.
You know, she did come to one match, and like it was when I date Shannon Moore, and we also tagged together as well. And it's kind of funny because, like, I joke around. I'm like, oh, my parents, like, have more than me now, you know? Like, it's so funny. It's like they love going to shows. And we were tagging. Shannon and I were tagging in this one particular show. And, like, whenever Shannon and I tag, most of the time we just fight dudes. Like, we don't fight a chick and a dude, you know? Like,
wow.
I'll fight dudes with him. And I think that, like, my mom, she got kind of hot. She was, like, mad at this one guy for, like, he, like, punched me or something. And then, like, I just, like, lit him up. Like, I just, like, chopped the crap out of him and, like, kept, like, forearming him and chopping him and forearming and chopping him. And she was just, like, I was so mad when he hit you. And then, like, you just went crazy on him. And I was, like, so proud.
Well, it's funny you say that. That actually leads into a question that I had. So, like you said, you're dating Shannon Moore. And let's just say, you know, you're driving through from town to town. You know, let's say you had a pretty brutal match. Maybe you got, like, some bruises. You got, like, a shiner or something like that. Have you ever had, like, a situation where you guys are stopping, get gas somewhere, you go in to get snacks, and, like, you're walking with this guy and you're bruised up and people are looking at you like, are you okay? Or you ever had any interaction like that?
Well, not like that, but, like, so we mess with each other, like, constantly, like for real, like, we are, like, we just do stupid shit to each other all the time. It's so funny. I adore this man, like, so much. Like, you have to be, like, some kind of special to deal with me on a daily basis. And this guy, he puts up with all my crap, like, so much. And so check it out. I was actually just telling this story at work earlier today, right? So we were grocery shopping, and we were up in the produce aisle, just to set the story, set the setting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in Zephyr Hills, Florida, which is like a retirement community. Okay. And right now, like, where we live at is like, it's like a bunch of retirement homes is surrounding our neighborhood. Right. So just to give you like that little bit of a setting.
Okay.
We're in the grocery store and, you know, it's early in the afternoon. So, you know, every grandma is out there doing her grocery shopping, you know, for the week and stuff. And we're cutting up in the grocery store, and, you know, I say something smart and he says something smart back to me. And I turn around to go pick something up, and then I turn back into him, and bam, he hits me with a chop, like, right. And I'm wearing like a tank top, so it hits me and it's bam, like, loud as anything. And we're in the produce section, so it's like a big open area, right?
Oh,
and it
shit.
Just echoes.
Wow.
And, like, I sell it, too, right? Like, there's this lady that is, like, slowly, like, pulling her phone out and, like, staring at us. Like, I'm pretty sure she was fixing to call the cops or something. Like, think of us, some crazy crap was going down in Zephyr Hills, because it's, like, it's also a pretty interesting area, you know?
Right.
And so I'm selling the chop, right? And he's just, like, mouthing off at me, you know? Like, we're just, like, joking back and forth. Then all of a sudden, I fire back at him because I see the lady with her phone out. And I was like, oh, I can't let her think that this is real. So, like, I freaking chop this shit out of him, like, right back. And then she just, like, puts her phone away and then just, like, scurries away. Like,
oh, okay, they're into this.
So what you're saying is that you guys are Florida couple. I got you. Gotcha.
That's pretty why much. She was so ready pretty for much. Florida man questions.
Mr. Campbell, you got a question, man?
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, can you elaborate on your nickname of the American Kaiju? Because that is such
awesome.
A dope-ass nickname. Awesome. That is the first time I ever heard, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have thought of that as a gamer tag.
I try to use it for everything. I just made a TikTok the other day, and I used it for my TikTok. I was like, yes, nobody stole it from me.
Damn it, I should have thought of that.
But, I'm a pretty big fan of Kaiju, and I'm from America. I can't really think of anything else besides the fact that, like, so I view myself as, like, as a Kaiju, right? And it's kind of ironic because I stand at, like, 5'2". So it's, like, it's ironic, but at the same time, like, if you roll with me, like, you know that, like, I have a lot of, like, energy and that I try to keep you in danger at all times. So, I feel like it's naturally just, like, it's my persona when I am grappling. It's my persona when I'm wrestling. Like, if you don't know what a Kaiju is, like, I feel like everybody knows what a Kaiju is. Like, if you don't know what a Kaiju is, then I just say Godzilla. And That's pretty much how I view myself. I feel like I'm just like a unmess-withable force. And I don't know. I just like, I have all this craziness inside me. And if you get on the mats with me, you definitely feel it.
I feel like if Shine comes back to Livonia again and you do any training while we're out here, you and I should roll.
Dude, I'm down.
I'm with it, man. It's what belt are you at? What belt are you at?
I'm a blue belt.
That's what's up.
Well, since we're making requests, hopefully I'm here next time Shine's in town. But
boo.
we'll probably have to talk about this off air, but I would love to get a tattoo from a professional wrestler.
That's a bucket list. Yeah. That's a bucket list item. better her than Seth Rollins or something.
Oh shit.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk off air. Hopefully I can get the knockouts and three counts discount. Excuse me.
Oh shit. So as we go into Bloodsport this weekend, you know, we talked about your match with Sumi. Is there anything else in particular that you most are looking forward to this weekend? I mean, you've
Allison Kay.
Yeah, sorry. Detroit from Detroit's own Pinkies Up, Allison Kay. You've got Josh Barnett, another past guest of the show, Zachary Wentz is on that show, on that one as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Killer Cross perform as well. Like, that dude's sick.
He's a savage,
especially like watching his stuff from like the last Bloodsport. And really, like, dude, I'm excited for every single one of these matches, man. Like, it's like from top to bottom, it's a stacked card. Like, you can't go wrong. Like, everybody on this card is like just blows my mind. I'm so honored to have been chosen to be on this card and, you know, to be able to show my skills.
For those of you who don't realize how stacked this card is, I mean, just to give you an idea just off a couple of the matches, you've got Davey Boy Smith Jr. versus Filthy Tom Lawler. They're going to beat the shit out of each other.
And,
first of
awesome. And Minowa Man, too.
Right.
Wait, and Minowa Man's on here?
Yes.
Sweet. I haven't seen him in years.
And then, like we said, other past guests of the show, Zachary Wentz versus Anthony Henry from Evolve. That's going to be good. You've got Allison Kay. You've got Simon Grimm versus Anthony Corelli. I mean, literally. And then, obviously, I just want to see what Josh Barnett's going to do on this shit, too. So...
Yeah, make sure you guys order that on Fight TV this Saturday, man. I know I am.
I was about to say, I already planned on it.
And look, I'm going to let you know how much I'm looking forward to this. I still have not seen All Out or NXT Cardiff yet, but I'm definitely going to watch Bloodsport when it comes up this Saturday. So, hopefully I'll fit all that in one day. But definitely looking forward to Bloodsport.
Yeah, dude. I'm mostly looking forward to like the card, but I don't know if you've been seeing Josh put up this burger, the Warmaster burger that he keeps pushing. Like,
I haven't.
there's this, well, like, I love food, and I've been, like, kind of, like, trying to lean out, you know, before this happened. So I haven't been eating, like, burgers. And this burger, oh, my God. Like, wait, it's a
fantasy. See, now you got my attention. Got, like, wait a minute. Hold on.
First, you have my curiosity. Now you have my attention. You need talking to about food.
Look up this War Master Burger. It's a.
Somebody Google
it's
that
gonna
shit.
It's going to be at a Grilla Mall.
I am Googling that as
Devin,
we speak.
Should we tell her what my usual choice when we go out to eat is? He makes a joke all the time when we go out because I eat burgers all the time.
He always orders salads.
Ever since I was a kid, man, I don't know why. Like, and the worst of it is, like, I'm probably like the most plain person when it comes to burgers too. Like, I'm cool
ketchup,
with
mustard.
Just no, not even. If I just had cheese, barbecue sauce, and some bacon, I'm straight. Like, I don't need all the extra shit.
Wings on the side.
Fuck you, bitch.
Honestly, like, I don't mess with, like, mayonnaise or anything like
God,
that.
God, no.
But,
it's disgusting.
I usually just get, like, bacon, cheese, ketchup, mustard, and just tear that thing up. Like, that's my burger, like, I don't
your
know,
burger of choice.
I like steak sauce on my burger.
So we've definitely got to ask you about this because I know you're totally going to have a good answer just because of how you've been answering. So we have a segment on the show that we like to call Locker Room Etiquette, and here's why. We've had Josh Briggs and most everybody we have come on that wrestles have all thrown different things. We've had everything from wash your balls, keep your baby mama out the locker room. Bring your own wrist tape. Bring your own squirt bottle.
That's what she said.
Let's see. What were some of the other funny ones we got, Devin?
Promoter side is, hey, if you're not on the show, don't buy a ticket. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, man.
So are there anything? Is there anything in the locker room, either be female, male, or otherwise, that pisses you off in particular, a pet peeve of yours?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to think on that one.
Wash your balls is already taken.
It takes a lot to really, like, piss me off. But I guess, like...
Or is there any advice that you would give a young lady that's coming into the locker room for the first time, like, new in the business? Hey, when you come into the locker room, here's something that you need to know and be careful of.
I would just say, like, just be cool. Like, just don't have, like, an ego when you come in there because, like, a lot of times, like, people will come in there and, like, oh, okay, I got this. All right, so check it out. Like, especially if you're new to wrestling, like, don't expect people to know what, like, you do. Like, don't, like, because, like, one time I had a girl tell me, she was like, okay, and then I'm going to do this. And she had, like, a crazy name for it, what she was doing. And she was like, I call it this, you know? And, like, she pretty much, like, told me that she did something, but then she wouldn't tell me what it was, you know? Like, she just expected me to know, like, the what she called this thing that she did, you know, and it was like a sequence that she did, you know, but she, like, expected me to know it, but she was, like, still very, very new, you know?
Right.
And it wasn't, like, something like the Three Amigos, you know, like, everybody knows, like, that's mm-hmm. Eddie's stuff, you know? Like,
right.
It wasn't like, oh, you know, like, she was like, and I do this, but she, like, wouldn't tell me what it was. And it was kind of weird. So I was just like, how do you want me to sell for it? Like, what do you want me to do? And then finally, like, I got her to break it down and, like, tell me what the moves were, you know? But, like, I feel like somehow I offended her. Like, she was like, I do not know my stuff. And I'm like...
And it turned out to be two punches and a kick.
Arm bar.
Two punches, a kick, and then an arm bar.
So we did get a question on the Twitter feed for you as well. Let's see. What's his Twitter handle? Hang on. Just so I can
give credit.
Yeah, right. So at Aquarium Tigers asks, how did you get into woodworking?
Woodworking?
Wait, oh, what? Yeah, I make art out of wood. So my dad is, he's like a really skilled woodworker, and like he's always built stuff. Stairs, like for anything, like, okay, so funny story. My dad built these stairs for my dog to get up on the bed for me. And my dad's name is Gary. Okay. And, Shannon and I were joking. We were like, oh, Gary, you need to go into business making these pet stairs and stuff. And, I just blurt out, Gary Stairies.
I think that's funny.
And now it's a $1 billion corporation.
Then he hasn't made any more stairs. I thought
you were going to say it was a multi-million dollar business now.
I pretty much, like, I put it out of business, like, as soon as he started doing it. I've watched, like, so much Bob Vila with my dad growing up.
Oh, my God. I thought it was just me.
I was always a Bob Vila over Tim the Toolman Taylor type of
Bob
guy.
Bob Vila, he's the goat, man.
We didn't have cable growing up, so we had to watch PBS.
Hell yeah. I knew what flannel was when I first saw him. I'm like, oh, so that's what flannel is. I dig it.
I watched a lot of Bob Vila with my dad growing up, and within the last 5 or 6 years, just like I had already been painting for like a long time because of tattooing and everything. And right. I wanted people to be able to like have my art that like, cause not everybody wants to get tattoos, but like, I felt like I had a bunch of crazy art that I wanted to make. And you know, not everybody wants to get like a space cat tattooed on them, but sure as hell hang it up in their friggin' living room like a crazy tiger wearing an astronaut helmet. And like, I draw crazy stuff all the time, and I feel the need to put it out in the world because I feel like people need weird stuff to hang on their walls. They don't need like Bed Bath and Beyond stuff or like Live, Laugh, Love and everything. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like art should be a representation of you. Like, it should be like, dang, like that's part of, like that would be part of me, you know? Like, I don't know. I also have like this weird thing where I feel like I need to leave behind a legacy, and Shannon and I don't have any kids, so I feel like if I just treat all these like pieces of art, like my woodworking and stuff, like weird little kids that I can give away or like sell, like, I feel like it's like giving people a part of me, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So, remember before we started this show, I said I feel like this is going to be a very interesting episode.
A very special episode, Knuckles.
Definitely lived up to expectations. So what don't you do? I guess that's the question we should ask. What is
like
it that
you
the
jack of all trades?
Really? If you want me to draw
I'm
on you,
jack out of all trades.
You said it.
I mean, that could be your. That could be a gimmick. The most interesting woman in the world, and you literally can do everything. that's right? The best gimmick ever.
I mean, I can't sing. The one thing that I wish that I could do more than anything in the world, like if I wasn't a pro wrestler, if I didn't like devote all this time to pro wrestling and tattooing, I wish I could have been a country singer. But not like today's country. I'm talking about like Loretta Lynn.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dolly Parton. Like
Jeff Jarrett. Like, spend my days working hard.
And he didn't even know the words when it got to the Hall of Fame. Bruce Pritchard brought the song back and then he fucking didn't even remember the words.
The Honky Tonk Kaiju.
Oh my God, we have a new gimmick. The Honky Tonk Kaiju. I love it.
Oh
shit.
Right?
All I ask is if you use it, just give us a shout out.
Exactly. That's
all I ask.
Exactly. Just direct people to the show. That's all we ask.
Man, Mr. Campbell, you got anything, man?
I think I'm out after Honky Tonk Kaiju. I'm gonna leave on that note.
Wait. Darius has been here the whole time. He hasn't said anything, man. You got any?
Yeah, there's another person here.
I don't. This has just been really interesting.
Why you been so quiet?
Ooh, she calling you up.
You are very interesting, so I'm just listening. You can literally do anything, it sounds like. You probably could do country music if you put your mind to it.
Honky Tonk Kaiju. Yeah. Put that on the shirt.
Hey, if Lil Nas X has the number one country song in America.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You.
I mean, think about it. The Honky Tonk Kaiju, it sounds like an 18-year-old SoundCloud rapper.
It does.
So it plays. That plays.
And I have enough face tattoos to be a SoundCloud rapper.
We just got to get you a big chain now.
Okay, real quick. Most famous person you've tattooed that you can disclose? And why is it Jeff Hardy?
We've set up a plan to tattoo Jeff, but I haven't actually tattooed Jeff yet.
Does he have any places left
to tattoo? Not too long ago to get tattooed, and we just haven't linked up yet.
Okay.
I tattooed Riff Raff's DJ.
Ooh.
Do you know who Riff Raff is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tattooed his DJ. Like, I tattooed him on his tour bus one time. Because, like, I worked for Riff Raff for a little bit. Like, a hot second.
See, you bring that in the last 3 minutes of the show.
Totally going to have to come back on the show because much shit that we can.
Wait, hold on. First of all, you get a bell for that.
You got more bells than I did, and they were talking shit about me.
Wait, I like how you just threw it in there. Like, I used to work for Rick Ross for a little while. But, yeah.
It was Riff Raff, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't like anything extensive or anything. It was just for work for a day, and like it was super fun. But like I've been pretty fortunate to like go on tour with like a few bands, and
what haven't you done?
Right.
I was a roadie for a couple years, you know.
No, I wasn't a roadie. I just sold merch, and like, it was a pretty face that people wanted to give money to.
So, before we let you get out of here, let everybody know where they can find Bloodsport this weekend and watch you do your thing against Sumi Sakai.
And all your social media.
And that, too.
So, you can find me on Fight TV this weekend on Saturday. We'll be working for Game Changer Wrestling, and I'll be at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 2 fighting Sumi Sakai. And you can follow me on my social media at Kaiju Power on Instagram and Twitter. And that's KAIJUPOWER. And give me a follow and follow all the weird stuff I do on a daily basis.
anything else you need to promote? You know, your tattoo shop, pro wrestling tee shop, anything?
Country Western album?
Yeah. I got a new album dropping. No, you can check me out. I'm in Zephyr Hills, and I work at Main Street Inc. in downtown Zephyr Hills. If you want to make an appointment, just shoot me a DM on Instagram. That's usually like the easiest way to get a hold of me to make an appointment. And I am by appointment only, so best to just, like, holler at me, like, a few weeks before you're trying to get tattooed, because I do have a little bit of a waiting list. And, you can find me at Main Street Inc. in Zephyr Hills.
Wait, do you bring your gear with you on the road?
If I have a shop that I can guest spot at, I do travel a lot and tattoo on the road. So, most of the time, if you're ever in Jacksonville, that's where I'm from, is Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. I also tattoo there at Autograph Tattoos. If you want to get tattooed by me on the road, I can totally make it happen. You just have to give me a shout and we can plan it out, and I can find a shop that I can come work out of, and we can make it happen.
Well, Devin and I are definitely interested in next time you're in town.
Any plans of being in Dallas, Texas anytime soon?
Boo, Dallas. Boo, Texas.
I think I'm in San Antonio coming up soon for Ladies Night Out.
Close enough. I'll see you there.
700 miles.
I don't know how far away that is from Dallas. I'm really bad at geography.
Wait, we found something that she can't do. Yeah, I'll definitely be talking to you off air about that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, I'm really bad at geography, and like my sister is like a rocket scientist and makes maps for a living and stuff. Pretty wild.
That pretty much sums it up, man. You pretty much have hit the full gamut, and like Devin said, you've totally exceeded expectations on today's interview, and we definitely got to bring you back on again.
Oh man, thank you. Yeah, you guys put me under hot water.
Yeah, but you definitely stepped up under pressure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Thank you guys.
He's just
so
being
much
nice
because
he wants a discount on the tattoo.
That's it. But yeah, really appreciate
it. Good brother discount.
Really appreciate you coming on. I really appreciate it. Great interview.
Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
All righty.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye bye.
If she can see us. Before we get out of here, man, we'd be remiss not to mention our awesome sponsors at Stransky & Company. Stransky & Company is a top-producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They are the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, invest, call them at 248-563-9449 and email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook or check them out at stranskyandcompany.com.
Buy a house, people.
Hell yeah, man.
Look at the economy. You can buy a house now.
And they're putting out nice ass houses, man. Like these houses they're redoing, like obviously we're plugging them, they're a sponsor, but I mean literally.
I mean, if they weren't paying us, we'd say this.
I would say it regardless, because Stransky's just a straight up good dude. But I mean, if I was in the market to be buying my own crib, I mean.
So when and if I come back to Michigan.
Boo. Wait, no, yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say you booed too early, asshole.
Where's the habit? Where's the habit?
How much time we have? None time.
None time.
Yep, none time. Alrighty.
Stuff happened in wrestling this week.
Yeah.
Stuff's happening this weekend, and our guest is gonna kick somebody's ass.
Fight TV, FITE.com. Make sure
fight
you
like you
out.
Mean it.
FITE. Fight.
That pretty much sums,
anything from our guest? Anything from our guest?
Darius, your thoughts?
Our in-studio guest?
Thank you to everybody who didn't notice that I had the wrong show title up on the Facebook stream. Thank you all so much for paying such close attention.
Holy shit.
I just switched it.
Yeah,
so that means the whole...
fix it in post.
Okay.
Fix it in post!
I mean, you'll have to replace the video on Facebook, but, you know, whatever. Thanks. It's right now for the last closing bit.
It's the third quarter.
Have you been talking to PCO this whole time?
I'm sick. That's my excuse.
Yeah, just like somebody wearing Honolulu blue, mess it up in the fourth quarter.
Oh damn! And we didn't have Stransky's thing on there.
Yeah, I was like, wait, where's the logo? So I tried to add it, and that's when I realized that I was on the wrong profile.
And we give you credit by calling you the voice of God.
Wait, it's like a different show.
Yeah, you both have three in your name.
Three raw,
three the hard way.
Third quarter.
This show is definitely one for the books. Please tell me at least it was up on our stream.
Yeah, it streamed to your page.
Good. Okay.
We were advertising somebody else's show.
We'll let Darius have the last words. Darius?
Testicles.
Your thoughts on our guest.
Testicles? I thought she was amazing. She does do everything. I want to hear about the riffraff thing again. No, she has to come back and tell us.
She said Rick Ross. I'm like,
it was riffraff.
Yeah, definitely said riffraff.
The thing is, the riffraff would be more interesting than Rick Ross.
It really is.
That's about it. Antonio Brown's in trouble again, guys.
Yeah. What do you do now? He only been there one day.
Rape. He saw kind of might have raped somebody.
What? You know? Three times.
This,
yeah, we'll talk
this
about that.
Ninja.
This fool.
Free AB, guys.
No, don't free him. Damn it, he going to mess up my Patriots.
And free Tekashi 6ix9ine.
No, fuck him. He a snitch.
Mr. Darius, why don't you throw your social media out there, sir?
You can follow me on Instagram, the Icon D Sams. The same Twitter, NSC D Sams. Come holler at me, people.
Check out knockoutsofthreeaccounts.com. Check out our YouTube page as well. We got all kinds of shenanigans on there.
Even us singing Creed.
Did you buy a new domain name?
No.
Well, look at me.
Is it up?
That's not your web address.
What is it?
Your ko3cpod.com.
That's not what I said?
That's not at all what you
what
said.
What did you just say?
He said knockoutsofthreeaccounts.com.
Oh, come on, Devin.
Look, man, I've been drinking, which I always do, so it's not an excuse. KO3Cpod.com.
The same as our Twitter and Instagram at KO3Cpod.
I'm like, it didn't renew? Shit.
The only thing difference are YouTube. YouTube's Knockouts and Three Counts. Facebook, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. We've even got some non-wrestling stuff up there. See me and Devin take our shot at Creed.
My sacrifice.
No.
Dude, it was dope. Fuck you.
Mr. Campbell. Thank
you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. You can find my other show, Wakanda Podcast Is This. Everywhere you listen to a podcast, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everyonewhocares.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell.
All righty. With all that being said, signing out for the last time here from the Podcast Detroit Studio.
Supposedly.
Until next time.
Peace.
Peace.